Well, the talk around the crypto town still seems to be Chia. Tonight, we're looking at how to plot and all the things you need to know when it comes to plotting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. We're actually going to be showing you on screen how to plot, how to use delays and things like that. So stick around. First of all, Jeff, can we hit a couple of those questions really, really quickly that have come in this week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
So right off the hop, Elko Brand watched our Q&A on Chia Volume 1.
Yeah.
And asks, are you saying that 4 terabytes for plotting is a starting point, or is it 4 terabytes total?
Okay, so I would say 4 terabytes would be the very least that I would have in my farm. And that's really to do with the fact that the difficulty of Chia is exponentially growing. And when I made that statement, it was in fact down at about 150 difficulty. Now, in the past week, we have surpassed 1,000 difficulty. Now, you can figure, you know, without even understanding what that means, you know that it's harder to mine or to farm Chia at this point. So the more space that you have dedicated to your farm, the more likely you are to win a Chia coin. And if you have very little space, you're simply less likely to win that. Mm-hmm. I think the analogy that was presented in one of our comments is that it's like a lottery in a way. And I said, well, yeah, kind of. However, what's different about Chia coin versus a lottery is that when you buy a lottery ticket, and then they do the draw, somebody wins.
Right.
Right? But with Chia coin, yeah, somebody wins, but you don't have to throw away your ticket and buy another one. You still have your ticket. And that ticket is then a part of the next draw, and the next one, and the next one.
Yep.
So, thinking about the size of your farm, basically think of those plots as your lottery tickets in a way, not to call this gambling or anything like that, but just to give it an analogy that makes a little bit of sense. The more plots you have, it's like you've bought more lottery tickets. So what have you done? If you've got 100 lottery tickets, you presumably have a more likely chance of winning than the person who has only one or two.
Right. And right? Actually, this relates to a question we have from Ashrash Alsabag.
Well done.
And he says, I want to ask you about cultivating Chia coin.
Okay.
I'm going to start with 30 terabytes. Will this be profitable after a month or two? Will I even get profits? And what are your expectations for the date of the pool?
Okay, so that's a loaded question, and there's two of them
yes.
in there. Well, let's hit the pool one first. Okay, we know that, as I've mentioned on the Q&A in the past, they are working on pool code right now. Now, there are some pools out there, but understand that those are like third parties that are trying to get started up before it's officially available, and we can't promise you that they're legitimate, and some of them are even asking for your private keys, and that to me is mm-hmm. a big no-no. So don't go there because it's just not worth the risk. So okay, so first question is about
it was related about the
30
size.
Terabytes.
Yeah.
So okay, so
he wants to know profitability and will he see you pay it in the next month or two?
Okay, so again, not to put a gambling spin on Chia coin. Okay, I don't want to do that because it's not really what it is. If you're just using what you have, sure. If you sink $10,000 into your Chia farm, you're gambling. Okay, we're not doing that. You're not doing that. But using the analogy and taking it a little bit of a step further, if you have 30 terabytes, you have enough space for X number of lottery tickets or Chia plots. So you've got room for a lot. Well, let's find out how many. So we're going to go to chiacalculator.com. And okay, so you said 30 terabytes. So
30
first
terabytes.
Of all, in Google, I'm going to go 30 terabytes in tebabytes, which is 27 tebabytes. So we'll enter 27 into the calculator. Oh, and it changed it. Be mindful of that. Okay, so that's going to give me 273 plots. So like 273 chances to win at every time that the draw happens. So right now, as I'm recording this video, the expected time to win is 5 months. That is completely arbitrary. Throw it out the window. Are you going to win some Chia coin? No. Go into this expecting absolutely not. Okay? That's, if you're going into it expecting to win Chia coin, then that's the gambling mindset. We're not. It says that you might get Chia coin in 5 months. It might be 2 years. It might be 5 years. It's really just the luck of the draw. So I would just go into it expecting, no, you're not going to get anything. However, the chance is, with 273 plots, or 30 terabytes, you could get a Chia coin or a Chia block, which is two coins, in about 5 months. But it's arbitrary. That's not a guarantee. That's not a promise. That's not, and as I say, it's exponentially getting more and more difficult. So just 3 weeks ago, that might have said 2 months.
Right.
Right? So if you plot all that right now and you have all those 273 plots done, tomorrow it's going to say 6 months.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the way
that's,
it's going.
That's the way it goes. Yeah.
Now, with the 5 months, and again, that's kind of, like you said, an arbitrary estimate, mm-hmm. because we saw within the first week of Chia coming out,
yeah.
somebody had plotted and the expectation was a couple of months and they won two Chia coin within 24 hours.
Luck of the draw.
And everybody was like, "God, oh, darn you!" You know, and it just it absolutely was that luck of the draw.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like I say, again, an analogy, but you could have one lottery ticket and win. And the next guy who has 10,000 lottery tickets and blew their life savings on lottery tickets will not win. And it's completely, you have no idea.
Right.
But you can look at odds and say, well, if I have X number, then the odds are I'm going to win once every year.
Right.
Well, it's still arbitrary and it's still just a guesstimate.
Now, is that because, and I mean, as I'm looking at your screen, I'm okay. seeing what the total capacity of the Chia network is.
Ooh, yeah, it gets bigger and bigger.
And then what your hard drive capacity is compared to that. So in this case, you put in 27 tibabytes and you've got 0.0002% of the network.
Sure.
For and today. So, it, yes.
Yeah.
And so if the idea is that you have 0.0002% of the network and X amount of Chia coin are being released every so many minutes, yeah. mm-hmm. that based on that mathematic algorithm, this is how long it would approximately take. But yeah. again, there's that luck of the draw. So if you're trying yeah. to figure that out, Ashref, look at the total network size compared to what you're putting forward with your hard drive space and then go, oh, okay, well, I've got this percentage.
It's ever changing. And you keep saying, Jeff, hard drive space, hard drive space. Hard drive space is irrelevant.
No, I get that.
Number of plots. Because you could have 100 terabytes.
With one plot.
But you're, because it takes time to plot. If you don't have a good plotter, you're going to take months and months to plot that.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, and we know that there's exponential difficulty growth, by the time you've plotted 100 terabytes, it's too late.
Right.
You've missed the boat.
Well, and I mean, case in point for myself, like I've been plotting Chia now for 3 weeks,
okay.
nonstop. Now it started off with really slow process over USB with mm-hmm. an NVMe before my my PCIe card came in.
Okay.
Now that I'm running two NVMEs over PCIe cards, I'm getting a lot faster plotting process.
Much faster with NVMe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I am now up to, I think it was like 62 plots.
Okay, great.
In the last 3 weeks. It's really grown the last week and a half.
Yeah.
But it's taken me that long to get there. And
wow.
so if you're mm-hmm. talking, what was it, 100 and
well, we're using 30 terabytes for this example, but I'm saying like if you think you're going to plot 100 terabytes and start getting Chia, like there's
it's
a process.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah,
unless you've got a massive
time.
System.
Which still,
yeah, it's still going to take a while.
That's not who we are. We're not building that system.
Right.
Because you would have to have multiple NVMEs and multiple. So it's just getting crazy. So I think that's all the time that we have for questions, if
sure.
we can move on. Because I wanted to show you how to plot, because that is the most important thing to get you going with Chia. Now, we talk about using NVMEs. Why? Well, you've seen videos that say, oh, you can plot on a standard spinning drive. Don't worry about it. Don't get an NVMe. You can plot on a standard SSD. Ignore those people, okay? Because I'm not telling you it's impossible. The statement is not, it's not possible to do this. You can take your bicycle on the highway, but you're not going to do 120 kilometers an hour.
Great right? analogy.
Well, it's the truth. So, like, don't get sidetracked by people saying, oh, you can do it. No. Listen to people who understand the technology behind it, and you're going to want NVMe because it is significantly faster at plotting. And the key thing is you need to get your drives plotted as quickly as possible. Otherwise, you've got a couple of plots and a whole bunch of empty space, and that empty space is doing nothing for you. It will do nothing for you until it's plotted. All right, so remember that. So let's get into the plotting process. Jeff, I'm sure you've noticed plotting can be a little bit of a mathematical precision. You've got to kind of figure things out, right? You've got to figure out what your system is capable of. So understand that if you're plotting on NVMe and you oversaturate the NVMe bus, which means it can't handle that amount of speed, then it's going to basically be like maxing it out and it's going to slow down the process. So we don't want to do that.
Right.
We want to try to find out what is the sweet spot for our system. And no calculator is going to tell you that. You have to figure that out. And the easiest way to figure that out, I think, Jeff, is to simply run a single plot.
Yes.
And that's going to show you, it's going to give you a chance to benchmark things on your system. So first thing I'm going to do is bring up my Chia blockchain software. You can see I've got 119 plots so far, zero block rewards. Get used to that, folks.
It's
one
true.
Day, our day will come. Okay, so under plots, we're going to go add a plot, and I'm just going to go, okay, K32 is the default, yes. Plot count, one, and then show advanced options. I'm going to just change this to 4 gigs of RAM and 4 threads, because that's what I'm targeting. I've got 64 gigs of RAM and 16 threads. So now, my temporary location is my NVMe drive. So this is our plotter, so I've called it plot NVMe just to make it easy to pick. And then my final destination is my third field, which is an 8 terabyte hard drive. So I'm just going to drop it in there. So what it's going to do is it's going to plot on my Q drive, and then it's going to move to my Y drive. So then I'm going to create plot, and it's going to start plotting. So on Windows 10, it's really easy to bring up your task manager by right-clicking on your taskbar, which I have on my left. You might have it on the bottom. Click on Task Manager Performance, and then click on that NVMe drive, the Q drive. And I can see as it's plotting here, it's sitting around 8-12% usage. So that tells me I can easily plot another 5 or so without oversaturating the bus of my NVMe drive.
Right.
But I kind of want to stagger those so that I don't also oversaturate my RAM or my CPU. So I can see immediately that that is only using this much of my bus to do a single plot. So I can easily increase that by adding more plots. So I can do that now, and I'm going to start staggering. Normally, I wouldn't start one immediately, but I want to show you how to actually kind of delay them, which is kind of like scheduling. So I'm going to set my plot count to 10. And I'm going to plot in parallel. And you say, well, Robbie, on your plot calculator at category5.tv, on free tools under Robbie's Chia plot calculator, if we punch in my 2 terabyte NVMe and my 16 terabytes of farm space, I've got 64 gigs of RAM. This is my threads on my CPU, an i9-9900K. So I see by default with 4 threads in use, I can get only 4 plots in parallel. So Robbie, how the heck are you doing 10? Because we're going to use a delay so that we're never running more than 4 on that NVMe at a single time.
Right.
Because we don't want to, well, you can run maybe 5 or 6, but because once it's far along in the process, you're going to learn all this stuff as you go. It's an experiment. When you're far enough along in the process, it shrinks it down. So you're no longer taking up as much space, and it's going to start working on the other things and move them over. So the first time you run that one, not only do you need to know the bus saturation, but you need to know how long it takes. So honestly, let it finish, but watch it. Like, check in every half hour and see how far along it is, and record the time that it is. When it gets to about 40 or 50% would be like a really safe cushion zone. You could do 30 to 40%. That's fine. I think it's between 32 and 39% percent where it switches from NVMe to doing RAM and CPU. But, you know, I like just playing it safe, 40 to 50%. So I know that that's going to take about 120 minutes to get there. So that's where I want my delay to be, so that it's going to start plotting, and then it's going to wait 2 hours, then it's going to start plotting the next one, and it's going to wait 2 hours, and it's going to start plotting the next one. I could probably even do 90 minutes with my system because of the speed that I see on that bus. So I can do that. I can say, okay, delay 90 minutes. And you're going to figure that out from that one plot that you ran the first time. Remember, I'm proceeding just for the sake of the video, but I've already run that, and I know how long it takes to plot a single plot of Chia. So I'm going to set that to 90 minutes delay. I'm going to set this to 4 gigs, and I'm going to set this to 4 threads, and then I'm going to set the same drive for my plotting. and the same destination for my farm. Field 3. Field 1 and 2 is already full. There we go. So we're going to do 10 plots, but we're going to delay each one. So it's going to start one right now. So I'm going to have two running because I've already started one. And it's going to wait an hour and a half, then it's going to trigger the next one. And it's going to wait an hour and a half, and it's going to trigger the next. So by the time it gets to the third plot in my 10, it's already almost finished the first one that I started. So we've got that kind of overlap happening, and then it's going to move those off of my plotter and onto the farm. So this is the first one that I started. You can see it's already at 1%. This one here is the first one in the kind of schedule. So after 90 minutes, it's going to trigger this one. 90 minutes later, this one. So that's just going to go and go, Jeff. And inevitably, probably by tomorrow morning, I'm going to have those 10 plots.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. So you're on that kind of math, you're able to get 30 plus plots a day.
I can actually show you that. So if I bring up my plot, my farm, so let's do that. So I told you I'm working on farm number 3 right now, field 3. There it is. So we can just pick a date where I know that I had it running. So here's the 1st of June. And you can see first. So this is my plotter running. And I got, let's see, just going to highlight all those. I got 16 that day.
Okay.
On the 31st, I got 14. So no, not quite 30.
Okay.
Doesn't look like. But still doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So 16.
All right. And see, my system at home, I'm averaging about 10 to 12 a day.
Yeah.
It's a slightly slower processor mm-hmm. than yours, and so that impacts it.
But, and I, again, I'm being very conservative.
You are.
I'm avoiding any kind of crisis situation where I run out of space on my NVMe and it can't move the plots or can't create them.
Yeah.
I'm avoiding all that by just being really, like, playing it safe. You could speed that up if you were to meticulously figure out where is the proper time. I'm arbitrarily saying 90 minutes, approximately. I think I've been plotting at 120.
Right.
So, you know, this is going to be faster than what I've been doing in the past.
Right.
So.
But keep in mind, if you start using your computer for regular everyday stuff, it's going to impact your speed.
That's why I've been kind of playing it safe.
So if you know, say you're going away for the weekend
and you're
not using your computer, maximize your plots.
That's a 30 plot day.
That's right. And make it happen. But if you're using your computer throughout the day, pull it back. You gotta vary that based on your usage. Otherwise, your system's gonna drag slow. And I will mention, when I first started my NVMe on a USB,
ew,
it was not good.
No,
do not do NVMe through a USB.
Well, it's not truly NVMe then, is it?
Because... No, it's simply USB. So I ended up putting it, like I said, on a PCIe 1 riser. You've got yours on PCIe 4.
X4.
So mine is not running at full capacity for that NVMe simply because I don't have the spots on my hard drive.
Yeah.
Or my motherboard, I mean.
Just looking at the USB thing, because some people are probably thinking, oh, well, you know, USB with UAS is going to give me up to, you know, 5 gigabits a second if it's USB 3.
Nope.
But remember, see, I'm moving really, really fast here, but gigabits per second.
Right.
Remember that the measurements are different. So when you look at the speed of an NVMe drive at 2,000 megabytes per second, and you think that you're, oh, well, I've got a 5 gigabit USB. Well, 5 gigabits is only 620-something megabytes.
Yep.
Right? So it's a completely different measurement. You got to convert that. Same reason I'm converting from terabytes to tebabytes. Right? Because it's not the same measurement, even if it has a similar acronym. So that's all the time that we have. Remember, plotting is very complex. I understand that. Jeff understands that. But we're pretty far along in our understanding on how it works and how to maximize the performance of our plotter. And we're going to be looking at farming as well on a Raspberry Pi, moving our plots over to a Raspberry Pi farm. So hey, if you've got questions for us of things that we've covered up to this point, please comment below. If your question is about something that we have not covered, and make sure you check out our videos on our channel, Linux Tech Show on YouTube. If we haven't covered it, hey, ask it, and it might make it into the next Q&A. So thank you so much for watching, and good luck with your chia farming. Take it easy, everybody.
Bye.